contact the library's information desk with any questions at area code 641-754-5738, extension 4. The PSAT-NMSQT test will be given in the Marshalltown High School Auditorium Saturday, October 14th. The test enables interested juniors to qualify for National Merit Scholarships sponsored by local companies. The cost to take this test is $17. Sign up is in the Marshalltown High School Counseling Office.
The community calendar airs daily as a service of News Talk 1230 KFJV.
And welcome, everyone. Time for another Experience Marshalltown program. Val Ruff is hosting.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Valerie.
Beautiful day.
Well, so far.
It is.
I understand we're supposed to get some rain.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's okay. Well, we need a little
we
rain.
Do, most definitely.
Although the farmers want to get out of the field,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, today on Experience Marshalltown, our guest is Leona McDonough. And I want to welcome Leona in this morning. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Yes. So Leona wears multiple hats. And we're going to have a really good time visiting with Leona today. She is the owner-operator of Heavenly Breads, event planner for the Tallcorn Ballroom, the sole caterer for Binford House, or home. And she is also the caterer and event planner for the barn at Past and Pure Farms. Have I forgotten anything?
Nope, that's about all I do.
All that you do. That's lots of hats. And I know that you love every minute of what you do because you do it with a lot of passion. So I just want to welcome you in and let's learn a little bit more about Leona.
All right. Well, I live in the big city of Marshalltown. I'm a Beeman native. A little bit of history on how we started. The day before was our fourth year at the Marshalltown Mall. Believe
oh, wow.
it or not, we've been there 4 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I actually started 5 years ago. At that time, I was married, and I hadn't been on vacation for 9 years because we had 7 children. So that was our vacation, was our children. I thought, oh, I'm going to do farmers markets this year and earn vacation money. So 5 years ago, I started with a loaf of banana bread at our local farmers market. I had some left over, sent it to work with my husband. Orders were placed. I did a second event in August of that year. I was up to 10 flavors then. I took 130 loaves of bread. In 2 hours, we were completely sold out. Then I did a third event in October of that same year, the Mall Timber Fest Market at the mall, which is coming up
yes.
next weekend. And 330 loaves of bread, and in 2.5 hours, we were sold out. So I thought, I have a business on my hands. And I'd get up at 5 a.m. and I'd bake before I went to work. I'd come home and bake until 10 to stock my little freezer up for events that we would do. And today, 5 years later, we have 80 flavors of sweetbreads, 40 flavors of cakes and cupcakes. We do a full line of corporate and private catering. We have our retail store and all the venues and what you mentioned there. So we've grown quite a bit, and it's
wow,
been awesome.
Wow, that's a great story. I love that story. I can never get tired of hearing you share that story because, you know, it's just you started out sharing something that you love to do in baking, and it became your business. It became your dream business.
Yes.
And I love that story. And that's just what you do at Heavenly Breads.
Right. Right. That's just Heavenly Breads.
So that is an amazing story. I love to hear it. But anyway, so then you stepped into, you know, the renovation of the Tallcorn and then the Tallcorn Ballroom, and what a beautiful facility that is. And I want you to share a little bit about the history of that, if you would, and then kind of what you offer the community and the folks that want to utilize that ballroom, what services you can offer them as well.
All right. Well, 3 years ago, the Treasures Tour, which is an amazing event here in town, I was asked to be a hostess. And one thing that you'll hear me say over and over again is you give back to the community that serves you. I was asked to donate for some snacks and treats, and so I donated some bread trays. And while I was there, I asked, like, how can someone rent this venue? Because it was amazing. I swear, every time I walk in, my jaw still drops at those amazing chandeliers. And they're like, oh, you can't rent it. I'm like, what? And they're like, no, there's no one to manage it. I'm like, oh. And I thought, well, I wouldn't want to do that. And so I just went on my merry way. And then I thought, well, maybe I would. That'd be pretty awesome. And the folks from Minneapolis came down a couple times to talk to me, and we worked something out. And without any experience at all, I was an event planner. And, you know, we've done several things in there. We do weddings. The very first wedding I did, we had the ceremony in there. And then the bride and the groom and the wedding party left, had pictures taken. We had a little cocktail hour out in the reception area. We shut the ballroom doors. We flipped it from the ceremony to the reception. Chair covers, decorations, all the food, everything in 30 minutes. And opened those doors to a whole new room that was changed. And the bride sent me a letter that said, "You gave me the perfect wedding."
Oh, wow. How rewarding is that?
It's so humbling to me to think that the people that they entrust the most important days of their lives to me, and I treat it like it's my very own family that I'm working with every single time.
Yeah, you do.
Because I want to make it perfect for them.
Yeah. So how many people can we seat in the Taghorn Ballroom?
163.
Okay. That's a pretty good number.
It is.
For, you know, a small... for a small venue, but I know you do more than weddings in there.
Sure.
So let's share with the listeners some of the fun things and the events that you've done in the Taghorn.
Our first event, the Historical Society did their third on Thursday, and that was so cool, the movers and shakers of Marshalltown, and it was just a great venue because the history for the Taghorn Ballroom is amazing. 1928 is when it started with Bill Fisher, and it was just gorgeous and in its heyday. In the 60s, it was remodeled into modernized, they said, but I don't know if that was the correct term. Anyway, it was in pink and red. And then they brought it back to exactly where it should be today. The chandeliers that are in there are the original ones. They were sent out and reassembled piece by piece. The original windows, the oak flooring is retrofitted, some of it's original. So it's a walk through time and a walk through history. So that was a perfect first event for us. We've done class reunions. We've done bridal showers. We've had luncheons in there, business luncheons in there. It's just an amazing venue to meet at because it is so rich in history, and you get a real feel of Marshalltown and what we've been through the times.
The real history of Marshalltown, it really speaks to that.
It does.
And I'm kind of like you. When I go in there, I'm just always in awe of what a beautiful space it is. And I was at that wedding, by the way, and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, just speaks to the history and like you said, it's a beautiful way to walk back in the past. But so hang on to that thought. We will be right back with Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
I just love clothes shopping.
Then you'll love the clothes sale at Hy-Vee in Marshalltown.
Hy-Vee has clothes?
Yes, F&F Mobile Store is at the Hy-Vee of Marshalltown. And this Friday through Sunday, when you buy $50 in clothing, you will earn $10 instantly. F&F has great clothing for women and children. Dress to impress when you shop the F&F Mobile Clothing Store. Remember, when you spend $50, you get $10 tomorrow through Sunday.
Just another reason to love your Marshalltown Hy-Vee. We've all heard of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated. But have you heard of the Platinum Rule? The Platinum Rule is to treat others the way they want to be treated. At Members First Community Credit Union, that's me first banking. Whether you prefer banking from your mobile phone or in person at one of 7 branch locations, Members First lets you bank your way. Discover Me First Banking with Members First. Call, stop in, or visit membersfirst.com. That's members, the number one, ST.com.
And welcome back. And we have Experience Marshalltown, Val Ruff, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, hosting.
Thanks, Kyle. So this morning we are visiting with Leona McDonough about all of her multiple hats that she wears and all the great things she does in our community. And I appreciate everything that she does. So I wanted to make sure that we shared some of the facilities that you are instrumental in taking care of as attractions for our community. You know, that's a relationship that we have with you, with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, because we're able to offer those amenities to individuals that come in, bus tours that come in and want to have an experience in one of those facilities. You know, just makes me think really quick about the Benford House, and I know that you take care of all the catering, and I think that's been kind of a relief for them to know that you're just that go-to person. They trust you. You do an excellent job with the groups that are in there. But, you know, stepping back into time in the ballroom also is very similar in stepping back in time in that Benford home. And they do such a beautiful job. Those women take such good care of that home.
They do. It's wonderful.
And it's a great attraction. And I love sharing that with, you know, bus tour groups, individuals, groups that come in that want something just a little bit different. So we're able to give that to them. So before the break, we were talking about, we were talking about the Talkhorn Ballroom and how beautiful that facility is. Some of the events and that you are able to help with there at the Talkhorn. But you said to me at the break, we can't forget to mention
Restore Church.
So I'll let you take it away with that.
Awesome. About 2 years ago, I met with Dylan and Aubrey, and Restore Church wanted to come to the ballroom, and it's been amazing. It's just, they're there every Sunday morning. Never in my life have I met such a group of real, authentic individuals that truly love, and they back up what they say with their whole heart. They flesh it out. So that's awesome. So in fact, tonight we have two services on Sunday, every Sunday morning, a 9:15 and a 10:45. I am the coffee lady most Sundays. You will see me there smiling, saying good morning. But tonight really launches a third service, a Thursday evening service. At 6:30, I believe. I didn't check the time on that. But what's super cool is part of this celebration is the Flying Elbow food truck's going to be there too, which is just going to be amazing. So people can come, they can eat, they can worship. So if you work weekends, you're not available on weekends. Mm-hmm. Now you have a Thursday evening to be able to go and spend that time and put that part of your life into action if that's what you need. So it's
yeah.
cool.
So that'll be a really fun. The thing that I love about Dylan is he always has a fun way of rolling out and celebrating something new. So he brought in the food truck. Well, who doesn't like food? You know, and Garrett Goodman, that's a brand new food truck to our community, which has been a lot of fun following Garrett around. And then, of course, he has his Standard Oil building. So all of these new things are popping up. And from a tourism standpoint, it's very exciting for us because we have all these fun things to promote, you know, in the community as a whole. So thanks for sharing that. So let's talk, Leona, a little bit about this new barn that is kind of new on your plate, if I remember correctly.
It is. It's called the Barn at Paston Pure Farms, and it's over in the Lamoille direction. It's about 10 minutes west of town here, very easy to get to, just an eighth of a mile off of gravel, so easy to get to. It's holds about 50 people. The history behind that is I was doing a wedding for these folks' daughter at their home, and they had this amazing barn that the history on it's wonderful. They'd gotten it free. They call it their free barn, jokingly, because it's totally renovated. And they thought, well, we'll turn it into a bed and breakfast. And these are amazing people, the Psillos, and they have a lot on their plate already. And I'm like, well, why don't you just let me be the event planner and the only caterer here, and I'll just take care of it. And they said, okay. And they loved what I did with the wedding. And so I had a barn, and we have a barn in the area now that we can use for events. Again, yeah. It holds about 50 people, but there's an orchard outside. There's outside space as well. They don't have in the patio yet, but we'll continue to do that. A great venue for birthday parties, retirement parties, class reunions, that sort of thing. And Gary is a photographer, so there's some awesome photography work inside. All of the wood inside he got from Iowa State, and part of it is from the ladders of the bunk beds that he's done the inside, and the other part is actually from the sides of the beds. I forget whether it's the top or the bottom, the walls are differently. But just a neat history and an amazing couple that are kind and believe in giving back to the community.
And so, you know what? People love barns. Barns are the hot thing right now in tourism. Well, and everything right now, weddings and so forth, events. But the thing that people like is that you get to step back into that Midwest feel that we have here, and the scenery and everything just makes it all kind of come together as a sense of place. And I think that's why, these young kids and people are getting married in these barns, and just something very different and unique that they like to enjoy those small little amenities like that. And so thank you for bringing that forward. And I know that's something that we want to make sure we get into our visitor's guide. Our new visitor's guide will be coming out. It'll be our 25th anniversary, 25 years for the MCVB coming up in May of 2018. So we have all these great new attractions that we can promote. And so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with our final segment with Leona McDonough.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Starnes TV and Appliance in Grinnell has teamed up with News Talk 1230 KFJB to give away a 49-inch Samsung HD TV. Registering to win is easy. Just pick up a sportsbook at Starnes in Grinnell or any other sportsbook sponsor. With your smartphone, scan the QR code in the Sportsbook Center and fill out the FAST form. That's all there is to it. Sportsbook locations are listed on 1230kfjb.com. We'll announce the winner November 1st. Win a 49-inch Samsung HD TV from Starnes TV and Appliance and 1230kfjb.com.
Hi, this is Lindsay Karsten, the Community Relations Coordinator at Glenwood Place Retirement Community. I am happy to announce that our new addition is open and ready for you to move into today. Here at Glenwood Place, we offer everything from independent living to assisted and memory care. We would love to take care of you and your family. Call us today at 641-752-8410 or stop by anytime for a tour. Online at glenwoodplaceal.net.
Welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff hosting. We've got about 8 minutes left here in the program.
We are in our final segment of Experience Marshalltown today, and we are visiting with Leona McDonough. Just going to run through, if you're just tuning in, she's owner-operator of Heavenly Breads, the event planner for Talkhorn Ballroom. She's the caterer for Benford Home, and she is also the caterer and event planner for The Barn at Past and Pure Farms. So, Leona, I know that at the break there was something that we were talking about, and I'm going to go ahead and let you talk about the menus and how you set up these events for all the different individuals that use your services.
Awesome. You know, our tagline is we feed you like family at the store, and we do. When you come to my store, you're going to get everything's made from scratch. You're going to get very home-cooked meals, some favorites there. But Benford House also let me redesign the menu totally and completely, and it's for the Victorian home. The experience there is something very private, something very personal, and it's upscale, and that's what the menu is there. The menu at the barn, again, is back to that home-cooked comfort food with mashed potatoes and gravy and pork loin and turkey and that sort of thing. And when I plan weddings for people, I don't just have a specific menu. I want their experience to be amazing for their day. I think food is an incredible part of that. People always remember the food. So whether it's a vegan menu, a vegetarian menu, whether they want heavy apps, that's what I do. And all of these places that I'm in charge of, I want it to be a destination for people that they want to go there and they want to experience something that they can't get anywhere else in the community. And I take a lot of passion and a lot of pride and a lot of thought in making sure that happens.
And you do a really nice job with that. I know I've been participating in some of the thing, you know, some of the receptions and stuff that you've been a part of. You do an eloquent job with like appetizers and just everything that you touch. You do such a nice job. So, you know, and you were talking about, you know, people want a destination, they want an experience, and in the tourism world that I live in on a regular basis, that is the hot topic, is that people want an experience they can't have anywhere else. And so that's the number one seller. So what can you offer? And it's great that you do that, excuse me, because, you know, if we go to the Benford House and we have one of those great experiences there with a meal, and I know they have a little fundraiser coming up, don't they?
They do. The 27th, I believe, is their salad luncheon, and Willard's is going to be there. And it's an awesome fundraiser and a wonderful experience.
Yeah. So get your tickets for that. There's just a lot of these little hidden gem and secrets and fun things to do in the community. So I'm going to plug my community calendar really quick, that if you go on www.marshalltown.org and click on the event tab, you know, if you want to know what's going on in the community, just go in and check that out. But so I know too, Leona, that you have some volunteer roles. So on and above all these multiple hats that you wear, you are also a volunteer on a few boards. And I didn't know if you wanted to plug the things that you're actively involved with as far as a volunteer.
I serve on the board of directors for the Marshall County Art and Cultural Alliance. It's super hard for me to say, and I love that. That's been a wonderful learning experience for me. And I volunteer throughout the community. I was food and beverage chair for Lynn Creek Arts Festival this year. That was super fun and a learning experience. I believe that if you don't ever step outside of your comfort zone, you're never ever going to grow. And if it doesn't scare you a little bit, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. So I always do things that frighten me just a little bit, and I grow from there.
Yeah.
This weekend, the Art in Wonderland for Central Iowa Art Association, I'm donating all the food for that. It's an Alice in Wonderland theme. So we have some super cool little mini things planned for that.
Oh.
That's going to be amazing. So again, I believe service to your community that supports you is very, very important.
Well, thank you for doing all those. You know, those are just tireless things that you continue to do and work on. You know, the thing that we didn't talk about that you also do is that you do painting parties.
I do.
Paint and Sip.
I own the Painting Paloozas. We do sip and paint gatherings where I teach women, we take a blank canvas and we teach them step by step how to get that canvas. I do it at the Buzzed Bee Meadery south of Melbourne with Michelle the last Sunday of every month. And what is so amazing about that is people come in and they say, I could never do that. I can't even do a stick figure. And by the middle of the session, they're like, this is awesome. I'm going to take it home. I can't wait to hang it on my wall. So to empower people, to empower them, to lift them up, is awesome. And I guess what I'm going to do.
The paint and sips are just amazing to watch. People grow and they're just like blossom into them little selves. Like, I can't believe I did that.
Yes.
Isn't it funny how that's just that popularity of that. So, you know, the thing that I like, really appreciate too, Leona, is that you are not afraid to put your dreams into action. And so I just want to ask you in kind of these final minutes that, what's your advice to women dreaming of starting their own businesses? Because you went from a loaf of banana bread to all of these things that you're doing in our community. So what is your advice to women that might be listening and thinking, you know, I'd really like to start my own business? And you did it.
I did it. Make sure that you put a plan together in action, first of all. Know that it's going to be hard work, but make sure that it's your passion, that you love what you do. And be willing to, when you feel like quitting, because you're going to feel like quitting because it's tough, remember why you started. Why did you do this? Because it's for freedom. Did you want to empower other people? Did you want to make a difference? So remember those things and find a mentor. Find somebody that's going to be the cheerleader no matter what, that's there to lift you up when you're down and you're sad. And that's where we have a network of amazing women in this community to come together. And I guess I would put out there, if anybody's looking at that, come hang out with me at my shop for a little bit and I'll talk to you.
So how do they get in touch with you? I have a little thing here. So what's the best way to reach you?
The best way is probably my cell phone number. It'll be blowing up today now. 641-751-7729. That's the best way to get in touch with me.
Okay, 641-751-7729.
Or message me on our Facebook, Heavenly Breads.
Okay, so we can get on. And you have some, yeah. So we have 1 quick minute. So I'm going to go ahead and plug the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. If you have an event or you have something and, you know, we're looking ahead at 2018, please go ahead and get your events. If they're open to the public, you're welcome to put them on the community calendar. Once we get them on the community calendar, as an organization, we put them on our Facebook and we help promote those events. And then we also put them on the electronic sign. So I would encourage you, if you're listening and you've got an event or you're part of an organization, get your events on that calendar, so that other folks that are planning either the rest of this year or the first of next year, that we don't put our events on top of each other. Sometimes I know multiple events can make for a fun day or a fun weekend, but use that community calendar as much as you can, and that's www.marshalltown.org and event. It's a self-posting free calendar, and so I would encourage you to use that. And anything else that you might need for an event coming up, give us a call at 753-6645, and we'll be glad to help or assist you in any way we can.
Sports fans starve for information, sports entertainment scores, and a place to speak their mind. It's SB Nation Radio Sports, nights and weekends on News.